ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That's what I pray for every night.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I showed you what these guns can do in the Middle East. Now I'm going to show what they can do in the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that man is dangerous enough to kill with his bare hand.
Pedro Fernandez.
Playing.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're delivering nothing but knockouts, folks. We're talking hour number one, boxing. We're bringing Bob Spagnuolo, the manager of Austin Trout, the current world 154-pound champion. Will he and Canelo Alvarez in the most anticipated fight in the weight class, a clash of 154-pound champions, will they hit it up? Are they doing it April the 20th? Will they hook it up? They were supposed to fight with Floyd Mayweather on May the 4th, but Floyd sort of went his own way with Robert Guerrero, and now Canelo has gone his own way with Austin Trout. But will it be Austin Trout come April 20th? We'll talk with Bob Spagnuolo about that. And, of course, we got some sad news to talk about. The couple fighters are ailing. One fighter passed away last night. Tony Marshall, a young man that I sparred with in San Francisco back in 1983 or 84. I can't remember what year it was, but we sparred, and he had come to town. He expected to set up camp here, and, well, guess what? We sent him back to St. Louis. And not that he was a bad fighter, just that he couldn't beat me. And he went back home. But last night, a successful landlord in St. Louis, he was shot to death collecting rent. May he rest in peace, Tony Marshall. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast. And when I say toll-free, folks, that means even for you cheap guys, it costs you nothing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hello, Atlanta, GA. 3WE on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
The American boxer, Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down. Cooper has downed him. Oh, a beautiful punch there. And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts in the MMA Hour, which will follow this one on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We bring you MMA superstars, Chael Sonnen, of course, the Ultimate Fighter coach, and Uriah Faber, the California kid, the former WEC champion, World Extreme Cage Fighting champion. What can I say? When it comes to turning that pay-per-view crank, few fighters can make people turn it like Uriah Faber can. So we'll talk with Uriah. Uriah's got a new product coming out that he's backing, so we'll talk to him about that today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And Chael's quite an interview, so we look forward to both of those opportunities. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Boxing Hour tonight. HBO Championship Boxing, take that back. Is it HBO? Is it Showtime? Who cares, really? Does this guy belong on TV? 48 years old, Bernard Hopkins, 52-6-2, 32 KOs. Of those 52 wins, how many have stunk to join out? I'm serious. How many have stunk to join out? I mean, how many of those, oh, God, I don't want to see that again. You know, it makes you want to hold your nose. Seriously, lots of fights. The Eccles fight stunk a little bit. You know, the fight where he got pushed out of the ring, where he actually, like, went with Mills Lane's flow, his body flow, and fell out of the ring against Robert Allen in Las Vegas. There were all kinds of fights. The Taylor fights, he wanted to clinch and hold. He's a clincher and a grabber. He jabs and grabs. That's it. Bernard Hopkins can jab and grab at 48 years old. And you can say what you want about his physical prowess, his ability to even lace them up and train at the age of 48. Most guys, a lot of guys, can't even get out of bed at 48 years old without being in pain. But yet, he's able to take it to another level. Well, is he able to take it to another level naturally? Or is he taking some type of prohibited substances? Because he looks pretty darn good for 48 years old. Straight up, he really does. I'm not saying he is taking something. I'm just saying that the question is out there whether he is or whether he isn't. Now, his opponent, Tavares Cloud. This guy should be arrested for impersonating the light heavyweight champion of the world. I kid you not. 24-0, 19 stops. He is the IBF title holder. Of course, the IBF is the International Boxing Federation, the sanctioning body that was taken over by the federal government after their president, Bob Lee, indicted on several RICO charges, was convicted and later spent time in a federal prison. So the IBF was under a federal monitor and has been for a long, long time. But they allowed Tavares Cloud denied Gabriel Campillo the ability to fight Tavares Cloud a second time after he licked Tavares like a stamp last year. Licked him like a stamp, okay? Tavares' mother collapsed after the decision was announced giving her son the fight. I kid you not. Well, guess what? I almost collapsed next to the TV set. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was ludicrous. It was, I don't know what to put it in the words. It was that bad. I mean, yeah, Tavares Cloud won the first two rounds. First round big. But that was it. After that, didn't win a round. Maybe one. Okay, you give him three rounds, whether you give him a couple extra points in the early going or not, he doesn't win the fight. He just doesn't win the fight. But I believe that fight was in Texas. And you know what happens in Texas? A lot of stuff. None of it above board. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Toll-free phone lines, coast to coast. I can't get the Twitter thing going. Kevin Perry, my webmaster out there, man, this Twitter thing is not working with the website. Don't ask me why. We haven't been able to tweet stuff straight up from the website, and usually does it automatically for like a week now. So, Kev, check that out. Keith Thurman on the card tonight. 19-0, 18 KOs. Big puncher. So like a 10-1 underdog, 10-1 favorite at KTBAC over Jan Zavik, 32-2, 18 KOs. What can I say? You know, pretty decent fighter is Zavik. They really think that Thurman is the guy. Of course, he's got Al Haymon pushing him, and he does punch hard, and he is susceptible. I mean, he's a guy that walks in, and he's not a defensive whiz per se, so he's going to make for good fights once he steps up really, really to that upper echelon of the 154-pound weight class. Now, can he give Floyd Mayweather a run for his money? Well, Floyd Mayweather's fighting at 147 pounds, so move Floyd out of the picture. Can you give Canelo Alvarez or the equally unbeaten counterpart at 154 pounds, the other champion, WBA champion, Austin Trout? Can you rumble with these guys? Well, we'll see. Keith Thurman in action tonight against Jan Zavik. Listen, when you've got a guy like Zavik in front of you, you have a unique opportunity to look good against a very good opponent, or you have the opportunity to look bad against a very good opponent. That's where Thurman is right now. Thurman's facing a fighter that can box well, doesn't punch all that hard, 18 KOs and 32 wins. That's indicative of a a decent puncher, but not a great puncher, okay? But I'm telling you, Keith Thurman tonight, he's in a crossroads because if he looks good here, he can go on and command. He can command. Al Haymon won't have to push HBO dates in him. He will be able to command HBO dates, and hopefully he does look good tonight, 19-0, 18 KOs. A big puncher in the junior middleweight, super welterweight, 154-pound division. Call it what you want. But it is ruled by Austin Trout and Canelo Alvarez. Now, we'll talk with Austin Trout's manager in just a few minutes, Bob Spagnuolo, as to the status of the April 20th. Remember, it was May 4th. And then Floyd Mayweather went off and signed this deal with CBS or Showtime. Anyway, he won't be fighting on HBO. He won't be doing any HBO specials as far as HBO pay-per-view is concerned on May the 4th. Take it back, he will be, but not for HBO. He's doing it for his own thing. Mayweather Productions, I think, in association with Showtime and CBS and Viacom and lots of entities there. But the bottom line is Floyd is going to dance by himself with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, the once-beaten fighter out of Gilroy, California, former champion at 130. Take that back, 126, 130, 135. He skipped 140, went to 147, won the title there. Everybody was shocked, surprised. He beat Soka Gaidin. He wasn't supposed to do that. The kid was from Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world. You know, he was a good fighter. He wasn't a great fighter. He was a fair fighter. But guess what? He stepped up. Not only did he beat Soka Gaidin, who's ranked very highly by the WBC, although we call them the Weeby Clowns or the World Boxing Council or the World of Bunko and Chicanery. Call it what you want. You can take the name. But he then went ahead and beat Andre Berto. Now, Berto was no joke. He was a once-beaten kid coming in, originally out of Jamaica, now living in Miami. I mean, he had those question marks surrounding him regarding steroids and anabolic this and anabolic that. And, in fact, he tested positive for some really archaic steroid. I can't remember it right now, but it was really archaic. And what I thought was funny about that was that he was able to get by, saying it was the residual effects of some other supplement that he took. So the supplement that he did or was accused of taking, they found in his bloodstream or trace elements of it, is an archaic, it was like an animal steroid. He was like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, guys, weightlifters use it for that. Bottom line is, it ain't healthy for human beings. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. We're looking to get Bob Spagnuolo, manager extraordinaire, of course, a man that burst on the scene with the Houston Boxing Association back in the early 1980s. Remember that? Man, HBO had Frank Tate. Frank Tate was a 1984 Olympic gold medalist. Orlando Canizales, the bantamweight champion, of course, out of Texas, Laredo, Texas. He defended that belt more than any other bantamweight in history. It's 118 pounds. So Bob's got some rich boxing pedigree, and he's also got some things to discuss regarding Austin Trout and Canelo Alvarez, as well as Carl the Truth Williams. Remember him? Fought Larry Holmes, probably got the shaft up there in Reno, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is
the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzone, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number is four, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike McCollum, Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hit it, boys! The Tower of Power Horns with Huey Lewis and the boys. The Super Stroke Land Band. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the MMA Hour. We've got MMA royalty, folks. Jens Pulver. Uriah Faber, the man that beat Jens Pulver at one point in time. And, of course, we'll talk with Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen, the smart aleck, the light heavyweight who will challenge in April
John Jones for the USC Light Heavyweight Championship, currently the Ultimate Fighter coach, but what a jerk. Anyway, we'll talk with the jerk in about an hour on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My next guest is a respected manager out of Texas, of course, originally out of the New York area, and now he's got a beautiful daughter and a lovely wife, and they live down there in the area of Galveston, Texas, and I won't give him his exact spot because rumors has it he's in the witness protection program. Bob Spagnuolo, how are you, sir?
How you doing, Pedro?
Fine, sir. Life treating you okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, let's get the tragedy out of the way. Tony Marshall came to San Francisco in the 80s and wanted to set up base here, and we sort of sent him back to St. Louis, and I'm not trying to brag or boast, but now you tell me that he was shot to death trying to collect rent last night?
Tony Martin. No, listen, Tony was a beautiful kid. He was originally from St. Louis, where he had a real good amateur career back in the, for the class of 84. He was right there with those guys. Yeah. And but he ended up, back then St. Louis, they always produced great fighters, great amateur fighters, but there wasn't, anybody that you look at, obviously the Spinkses, they never had their formative years there. Harold Petty was a great fighter out of St. Louis, ended up having to move down to Texas. Tony Martin ended up moving to the Philadelphia area, was managed by a guy named Eddie Woods. Eddie was a connected guy that Tony actually had worked for the Postal Service in St. Louis and didn't want to leave his job. Tony hooked him up to move to Philadelphia and work for the Postal Service there. He worked throughout his entire career, which, he had a very solid career back in the kind of the glory days of Atlantic City. At his record, he fought guys like, at 140 pounds, there was, I'm just trying to remember. I know he fought and beat Mickey Ward, who was a very solid, young, fresh beast at the time. He fought and beat Kippy Diggs when he was undefeated. He fought and beat Livingston Bramble when Bramble had just a couple of losses. He fought Charles the Natural Murray, I think, when he was undefeated to a tough 10-round decision. I'm trying to remember. He was 140 was a great weight class back then. At the end of his career, he lost 10 rounds out in Vegas to Julio Cesar Chavez when he was like 97-2. Martin was a real credit to the game. And pound for pound, I think he was a chiseled guy. But he was a worker. He was a guy that provided for his family. One of the few success stories as we, that we can talk about for a fighter that ended up with a solid lifestyle and, some opportunities in his life. I think he had several rental properties. In my understanding, I heard he was, out collecting his rent and somebody shot him and killed him.
What he had was a terrific uppercut. I can attest to that. I really can. Oh, I mean, a riveting uppercut. It was just slick. You didn't see it coming. And the thing was, it was one of those things like Ronda Rousey's armbar. You it's coming. You know it's going to be there. You know it's part of the arsenal. And you try to defend and try to train for it. And you try to defend against it. And you just can't. But he was able to sneak a right uppercut up in sparring time and time again. And I remember like saying, damn. I mean, he just time and time again, that right uppercut. So he was slick. God rest his soul. He was a young man born in 1961. What's that make him? 43? 53? 52?
Yeah, I think he was.
52.
I think he was in his 50s, but, 52. He took great care of himself and, he had a good life. God rest his soul and my peace and respect to his family and surviving members because obviously. Nobody deserves that, and people say, "Oh, he was running with the." He wasn't. He was a real solid guy and a family man, and he didn't. It wasn't any kind of known associates thing. He was.
It wasn't like Camacho. Camacho was like collateral damage, but Camacho was hanging with a Coke dude, and they were after the Coke dude. They shot the Coke dude. They shot Camacho too. But Tony Martin, God rest his soul, 34-6. 12 KOs and one draw. Pound for pound, it was his nickname. Stood 5'9", born in, just had a birthday. February 24th, 1961.
I think the 5'9 was a stretch because he sure was a brick house. And
there was a stretch. I think it was like 5'7. All right, now let's get all the tragedy out of the way, the bad news out of the way. Spider Bynum is hanging to life by a thread in Dallas, Texas. Our friend Spider Bynum, the former World Boxing Council judge, their attorney for a long time, and a referee, a man that fought in every weight class from 112 to heavyweight when there were the original eight weight classes. He's not doing well, and, you know, our prayers are with his family. And Carl the Truth Williams, one of my favorite heavyweights back in the day. Of course, you remember when he rumbled with Larry Holmes, man, it would seem like he ran off like 9 of the first 10 rounds, and he lost like this resounding decision. The end of 15 rounds was up in Reno. I think it was a Lawler Sports Center. I was sitting there stunned because I had scored the fight. Believe it or not, even though I have Larry Holmes ready as my number one heavyweight of all time, I scored that fight for Carl Williams. Carl Williams not in good health?
No, you know, I've heard from people back in New York that Carl's suffering in the hospital of cancer of the esophagus. And I heard that Carl was a very, very deep, deep person, you know, and, he came from South Jamaica, Queens, in a very, very, I believe he was born somewhere in Florida, but he came, the neighborhood that I first heard of him coming out of was South Jamaica, which was a very, very rough spot. And they moved him over to Westchester, which was, obviously the upholstered ghetto, as they called it. And Carl did very well. He had a wonderful personality. He was a very, very bright young man, and obviously was a big, he had one of the big, you know, like you say, I absolutely put Larry Holmes, if you want to categorize it into, you know, the ages, the this era, that era, Larry Holmes was just a fabulous, incredible, you know, heavyweight with all the intangibles. But I really, you know, Carl, I mean, I thought Carl really won that night. I mean, certainly, like you said, after 10 rounds, I was hard-pressed to find a round that Larry did win, and he out-jabbed Larry, and Larry had the greatest pistol in the modern era, you know, but Carl had a shotgun jab coming from an 84-inch wingspan, so... but it was a brilliant performance. Carl was a deep guy, and I remember so much because I was just kind of getting into business, and we were in Atlantic City. It was after the fight, and people, of course, the media was all around Carl, and asking him, trying to get him to, you know, say negative things, which that wasn't his style at all. And they said, "Oh, Carl, you know, the WBA's got your number 5, and the WBC's got your number 4, and you should be the number one contender. You know, it's controversial about the Holmes fight." And Carl looked at all those guys, and right, I mean, it was like yesterday. He told him, he said, "Frankly, gentlemen, the only ratings I'm concerned with are Nielsen's." And I mean, these guys just kind of fell down like a bunch of, you know, bowling pins. I mean, they just could not believe this kid just so spontaneously hit him like that. And that, you know, Carl was a very special kid and a great fighter. And, he's suffering in a hospital in Valhalla, New York.
Okay.
He didn't want to take the treatments. He wanted to, you know, leave it in God's hands when he's a very spiritual kid. And, you know, God willing, somehow he'll fight his way through this. But I heard he's not doing well.
You know, I remember when he fought Larry Holmes and it was up in Reno and everybody was like blown away by his performance, things like that. Do you think he suffered from the syndrome where when a fighter gets screwed royally that he's never the same after that? Do you think Carl the Truth Williams suffered from that? From that Larry Holmes.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Pedro, because Carl wasn't. I mean, you know, I'm Italian-American, so you can't say too much about people being paranoid because, you know, we're known to carry the flag for that. But Carl was a very paranoid kid. I mean, when I first met him, he would get his mail, and he'd sit over a trash barrel and literally shred every piece of mail into, you know, I mean, a shredder couldn't have done justice to what he would do to his paperwork remove any aspect of it for anybody else's eyes. He certainly, I never thought about that like that. But, you know, it does affect you. You know, this business that we have, it really ends up being a story of how you got effed. You know, hey, they cheated me here. The judges, it was a bad decision. It's just a, you know, well, all of us have been through it. It's just a part of our story is about the screwings that we've been through. And you know, and I listen, doing what I do for a living, you try to minimize those things, and you look very paranoid when you're worried about these kind of things, but when you've lived through them and, you know, and had them, you know, have been on the receiving end of situations like that.
You got to freeze that thought, Bobby. I'm running up on a heartbreak. Bob Spagnuolo is our guest, folks. Renowned manager extraordinaire out of the city of Houston, Texas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, this is Acosta the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks, like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle, and I'm losing weight. You should, too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah, your weight.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, that's a groove.
The same old song when Bernard Hopkins, at the age of 48 years old, is commanding cable dates. 52, 62, 32 stops. He's going to hang out with Tavares Clow today, tonight, 12 rounds or less. Oh, who cares, man? What I can't understand is that HBO or Showtime or any major cable entity with the fact that boxing days are so, how can I put this, they're at a premium. You think you can put together the best fights, period, not Hopkins and Tavares, Cloud, come on. We'll go back to Bob Spagnuolo on the line from his home in southern Texas. Bobby, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bernard Hopkins, of course he's a physical freak, and the fact that he's able to perform somewhat adequately at the age of 48 is noble, this and that, but he's just taking too much spotlight away from young guys in my mind, man.
Well, listen, we love to, you know, I think one of the big problems with the game is that we're not, you know, building heroes. But I don't blame it on Bernard, that's for sure. He's still there, he's still in the mix, and you have to, you know, give him his due. But my problem is with the formative shows, I know we've ranted about it privately, but I just can't. I look at these American cable outlets and I see them featuring these foreign fighters. I mean, look at ESPN and their fights since the first of the year. Less than 50% of them have even involved American fighters. I mean, why aren't we building our own heroes? I mean, why aren't we? You don't go overseas. Pedro, I know you're a student of the game and I know you've traveled. You can't give me an example of going to a foreign country and seeing a country's television, their network television, their premium cable television featuring some other country's fighters.
True.
It just could never happen. You'd never go to Mexico and see a Cuban in the main event, only if they were the opponent. Of course, you'll always see a washed up former champion as an opponent for a young hero from a foreign country, but here in our country, all we see are foreign fighters getting these A-sides. This guy that Pelulo has, this Perudnikov, was on ESPN in seven main events. A-side in seven main events.
Bob, here's why, though. Here's why, okay? Is that somebody from the Ukraine or somebody from his home country, okay, is dropping a lot of money on Artie Pelulo in order to promote this kid, in order to get him on television, because they say, he's a star in America. He's on television. Well, it's a game that they're playing with the people back in the former Soviet Republic. So,
But Pete, wait a minute. If I don't care how much they're dropping on Arthur, okay? What are they dropping on ESPN? If you've got some people paying premium cable in the United States of America, why would you give them anything other than something they might be interested in? Listen, Ross Greenberg, a genius, no doubt about it.
Oh, I don't know.
To his platinum parachute, admitted to everybody after his network put probably 50 large in the Klitschko brothers, he admitted to everyone himself out of his own lips that no one even knows that there's two of them. So how many American fighters could they have done with that $50 million? Exposing American fighters. This is why we have no amateur pro. Kids don't grow up in America wanting to be a fighter anymore. They don't see them. They see guys on there that can't even pronounce their names. Guys that have no fan base here. And that's why these fights are going on at casinos that hold 300 people. Because the draw, the attraction, filling an arena, it's gone now. No, none of these guys mean anything. And listen, I'm all for the immigrants. I got nothing. Listen, the Puerto Ricanos, the Mexicanos, even these Polish kids that are packing these halls. God bless them. They pack a hall. They're supposed to get exposure. But I'm talking about guys that couldn't fill a phone booth getting these TV spots. Listen, Pedro, listen, and you know it yourself. When something smells funny in our business, there's some shit in the game.
Oh.
And you can be sure that there's a reason other than one that's obvious to us people here that these guys are getting all these slots. There's a reason other than it makes sense. It doesn't make any sense for ESPN. They're doing crap ratings. Why do they continue to highlight foreign fighters on the air in our country? It makes no sense at all.
Okay, switching gears now from ESPN and HBO and Showtime. Do you think this Wealth TV thing is going to catch on? They seem to be trying to provide fights. They've got fights coming up with Donna Stevens and Darnell Boone, but they've had some fights from Europe, and Europe seems to be where the fight game is hot.
Well, listen, like I said,
You know, you build heroes. Look at Canada. God, fighters are hot up there. They highlight their own kids. You know, even if it's a French Haitian kid, but the French up in upper Montreal, they get behind them. Or you know, they've even got some kids from the English speaking provinces doing well. But you don't see them bring a Russian over there and make him a hero. They have immigrant factions that you know they're you know immigrants have always been the fighters in a country. They're the poorer people, but they're on because they get support from their community. That's why they're on. If they don't have support, they don't get on. And you know that's the business, the aspect of this business plan that isn't there. Listen, my kid Austin Trout, he couldn't get on ESPN, couldn't get on. Couldn't work his way onto the network. It's disgusting. It sure as hell isn't because he can't fight. I mean, couldn't he get on ESPN when we're seeing, you know, the Perudnikovs of the world seven times? And, you know, and the Cuban kid, Lara, how many times was he on Main Event and on ESPN? How many spots did he get? But Austin Trout couldn't get a spot?
Olympic alternate in 2004, of course, a stellar amateur background, still undefeated now, the WBA 154-pound champion, 26-0, 14 KOs. Now, the big question is, what is he doing on April 20th? Is he fighting Saul Alvarez, yes or no?
I mean, absolutely.
Oh, it's going down then?
Absolutely.
Okay, Alvarez 41-0 with a draw and 30 KOs. Now, I've been of the opinion, and people have like, Pedro, come on. Yeah, right. Anyway, I think he's green. I think he's green like guacamole. He's strong. I mean, no question about that. He's strong. And he's fundamentally sound. He tucks his chin well and things like that. I mean, all his fundamentals are good. But I think his current style, the style he's exhibited thus far in like 41 fights, I think could be exploited by a good boxer, especially a left-handed boxer. What's your take on that?
Well, listen, I take nothing away from Canelo. Listen, a great country like Mexico with possibly the best fans in the universe, they're behind this kid 100%. He's their new hero, and he is strong and I'm sure heavy-handed. He's fundamentally sound. He's got great balance, but, you know, listen, styles make fights. We're thrilled to have the opportunity. Listen, I have to give, you know, Golden Boy's not my favorite people. I've never done any good business with them, but I have to give credit to everybody, especially to Canelo, because from my understanding is it wasn't unanimous among everybody for him to take the fight with Austin Trout. I give credit to him for taking the challenge. And listen, we're thrilled to death for the opportunity. And I think it took a lot of work. Greg Cohen, Al Haymon, you know, behind the scenes. I think it took a lot of work to get the deal done.
The Mexicans may look back at this and consider it the biggest mistake since selling California to the Americans. I kid you not. Having Saul Alvarez tangle with left-handed Austin Trout on April 20th. Now, what kind of production will that be? Pay-per-view, Showtime? Where's that going, Bob?
It's going over the air on Showtime Championship Boxing.
Okay, is Showtime stepping it up a little bit? They realize that although they've always been the Avis of rent-a-car compared to Hertz being HBO in the world of cable, they've stepped it up. But Steven Espinosa, guy, I think he knows what he's doing.
Listen, you look, their numbers, I mean, you know, it's a tangible thing. You measure their numbers. I think that Alvarez did huge numbers. I heard record-breaking numbers even when he fought Lopez. And, recently, and from my understanding, that Trout Cotto did unbelievable numbers that even surpassed those. So I can't imagine that this fight isn't going to really garner some real interest.
Okay, here's what's up. You got to get Austin to learn just a little bit Spanish.
Listen, didn't you hear him calling out Canelo in Spanish?
Yeah, this is great. This is great because I think that will work perfectly into the press tour for this fight as far as building this fight up, as far as the pre-fight publicity is concerned. He says a few things. I mean, he doesn't have to get as nasty like Bernard Hopkins got down there in Puerto Rico, but I think if he gets under the skin of the Mexican fans, that'll just turn, as far as the viewership is concerned, it'll turn it through the roof. Is that going to be a pay-per-view fight in Mexico?
As far as I know, Televisa is carrying it. I don't know what the pay-per-view accommodations in Mexico are, but listen, Austin Trout is really a gentleman. You know, he's a student. I mean, he's working. You know, he's Panamanian American, so he is a Latin language base in his family tree, and he's all, you know, he grew up in New Mexico, Texas, New Mexico, and he knows how to roll his R's, and he wants to be, you know, he really wants to be somebody, and he works at it. As you know, you've seen him in his forays into, you know, announcing on Showtime. I think he's got a great career. He's got great vocabulary. He's got a beautiful smile, and obviously I'm not the most objective person, but I think, as I told everybody, if they ever let this kid in, they're going to catch hell putting him out. And, you know, the door has swung open with the Cotto fight he's in, and let's see what we can do.
Okay, I've got about 3.5 minutes left here. I'm going to run off some names of fighters who you've managed and you've been associated with, and I'll ask you, where are they now? Orlando Canizales, the best bantamweight statistically as far as title offenses were concerned in history. What's he doing?
Orlando, you know, crazily enough, you know, there aren't too many guys you could say this about. Both Orlando and his brother Gabby, after reaching the epitome of professional sports in being champions of the world, both went back and got 4-year college degrees.
Wow.
And Orlando works for the city of Laredo now. You know, he was a government major. And he's, you know, he also works with kids, you know, giving back to the community on the side. And he's doing great down in the, you know, the city of Laredo's, you know, grown from a sleepy little town to, you know, one of the huge border crossings in the, you know, on an international level. So he's doing well. The city's doing well. And they appreciate him because he always represented well for them.
Okay, now, if you do that with my next two names or three names, we'll be here in, like, till midnight. So you got to cut this short. What's Frank Tate doing? 1984 Olympic gold medalist, former IBF 160-pound title holder.
Frank's doing well. Listen, he's had his own business, and he's currently training some fighters. He's got some good – he's got an undefeated prospect, the Beast, as we call him down here. Sylvester White is like a 18, 19, 20, and one world-rated light heavyweight. Frank's training fighters down here at a Hank's gym, and, you know, everybody loves him.
Silky Calvin Grove. What's Calvin up to?
Silky Smooth is a union construction job outside of Philadelphia, works hard, still probably within 10 pounds of his fighting weight. I'd hate to, try to arm wrestle him. He's in great shape, takes great care of himself. He's raising 4 boys that he had, and, you know, he's a credit to his community of Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, switching gears from your stable to tonight's fights. Who wins? Tavares Cloud, 24-0, 19 stops, or the old man Bernard Hopkins, 52-6-2, 32 wax?
You know, it's hard for me to root against Hopkins. Always been a big fan of his. But Cloud is a young beast, aggressive guy. I love what they said when they weren't going to consider the Campillo fight because Cloud looked so bad, got such a boxing lesson in it. But I know he's been out there at Big Bear training real hard for 6-8 weeks, and I think we'll have, you know, it's hard to tell, turn the page. You know how noncommittal I am. I don't have a...
Man, you ain't lying. You just wasted like a minute and a half of radio saying nothing, Bob Spagnuolo.
Appreciate that.
I love you. Say hello to your daughter and your wife for me, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Pete.
Much respect, folks. Good friend of mine. Happy to have him on the show. God, he was with me back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, boxing. The next hour, mixed martial arts. UFC stars, that's right. We're talking Uriah Faber and Chael Sonnen on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We listen to the radio. Tune in the stylistics and dance out on the patio.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Let my boys harmonize here. Let them harmonize. Wow! The tune is entitled Happy About That. We're happy about just being here, folks. 28 plus years now on the radio. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. And, of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour encompasses the sport of boxing. The second hour, we talk MMA, which is the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So from 11 a.m. on Saturday to 1 p.m. on Saturday Pacific time, we have 2 hours of ring talk. Then on Sunday, we go with the Sunday Wrap. 11 a.m. Pacific time, we combine boxing and MMA all into 1 hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I thank you so much for tuning in today. Tonight's fights look pretty good. Bernard Hopkins, Tavares, Cloud. Oh, God. It's I would like to see Cloud just smoke Bernard Hopkins like a cheap cigar, but it's probably not going to happen because Bernard is such a hard guy to fight. Keith Thurman fighting in welterweight, taking on Jan Zivic. Thurman's going to win there probably by KO late in the fight, 11th, 12th round. Zivic is a tough, tough guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Before I go, this show is dedicated in part to the memory of Tony Martin, to my buddy Arlen Spider Bynum, and to Carl, the Truth Williams.